proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish life and practice. Orthodox Jewish men will wear tefillin, that is to say phylacteries, on their foreheads and on their right arms during the weekday morning prayers. As a general rule, women do not usually wear such phylacteries. Tefillin can come in cylindrical or in cubic shapes. However, most of them take the latter form. Wearing tefillin involves placing a small leather box, known as the shel yad, placing a small leather box on the upper arm. A strap attached to this container will go around a person's left arm, hand, and fingers, if that individual is right-handed. The reverse instructions apply if the individual is left-handed. Those who don tefillin wrap the band around their arms 7 times and around their fingers 6 times, according to a designated pattern characteristic of that particular Jewish community. 2 straps bind another leather box, known as the shel rosh, to the top of a Jew's forehead. This container ought to sit in the center of the forehead, with straps wrapped around the head and hanging down the shoulders. Each of these 2 boxes contains Old Testament verses, including the 2 sections from the book of Exodus and the book of Deuteronomy. A scribe will write these passages using special ink designated only for parchment scrolls. The first usage of the term tefillin occurred in Jewish rabbinical writings. The word itself may have linguistic kinship with the Hebrew noun tefillah, which translates as prayer. If so, such a connection might manifest the relationship between tefillin, an object of prayer, and the purpose for which Jewish men use them, namely praying. However, Jacob ben Asher, a 14th century rabbi, suggested that the term tefillin derived from a Hebrew word palila, that is to say justice. He argued that tefillin serve as a sign of God's presence in the midst of the Jewish people. The actual Hebrew word for frontlets, which appeared in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, came from a verb that meant to bind. The Greek equivalent of this word, todafot, appeared only in Jesus Christ's denunciation of the Pharisees and the scribes, a discourse found in Matthew chapter 23. He said on that occasion, quote, "They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the border of their garments," unquote. The Greek word translated phylactery was literally transliterated and was the word phylactos. Jews derive this practice of wearing tefillin from the divine mandates in the Old Testament. God commanded the Jewish people in Exodus 13 that when they remembered how he delivered them from bondage in Egypt, quote, "It shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial before thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt," unquote. Moses instructed the next generation of Jews in the book of Deuteronomy, quote, "Thou shalt bind them," that is God's laws, "thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes," unquote. Putting on phylacteries depicts how Jewish men literally follow those divine injunctions. They serve as another way by which Jewish individuals distinguish themselves from their non-Jewish neighbors. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson on Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.